So taking these opening moments in our practice to settle ourselves into an agreeable posture. You might want to consider a posture that gives you a feeling of strength. And a nice image for strength can be the mountain. And if that works for you, you can use a mountain. And let's engage with a mountain practice. So, taking a few moments to settle the body and get planted. And with kindly intentions to meet this moment fully, to meet it as a friend. Beginning to connect with breathing, feeling some nice full breaths throughout the whole body. And letting the breathing subside and be just as it is. You might care to have a sense of breath and body as a whole, all together, to do mountain practice. To keep that sense of the whole of the body and its strength and dignity alive. Bringing forth in your mind an image of a mountain. One that you know, perhaps, or you've climbed, looked at, seen pictures of, imaginary. Just take a few moments to visualize or sense into. Not all of us visualize, it's fine. Sense into being in the presence of a mountain. Be aware of the mountain against the sky. That sense of sky is also really helpful with this practice, that sense of spaciousness. Sense of the top peak in the mountain sides. Base of the mountain. And possibly too, even imagining the roots of the mountain, which are said to be just as great as the surface of the mountain above the level of the ground. Deep, deep roots into the bedrock. And as we do this imagining, really reconnecting with body once again, whether sitting or standing, it doesn't matter. You can do this very nicely standing. and feeling into your lower extremities, and connect with them as the roots of the mountain, connected and part of the earth, as are we. It's important in these practices that have an image to not get too caught up in the image. Use it to help you feel a little more deeply into your own body and breathing. Liken, if you will, the base of the mountain. So have a glance at that and feel your own bottom. Nicely planted, stable, balanced. Noticing too how the mountain usually has surrounding foothills. You can glance at those and really feel our own hands and arms. Also adding a measure of stability. Now we connect with the girth of the mountain. Connecting with our own torsos. Breathing into that. Feeling the strength of the torso. Feeling how it too is upright and dignified. And lastly, taking in the peak of the mountain. How glorious and majestic a mountain peak is. Connecting with that through neck and head and face. And continuing to practice with breath and body as a whole. Refreshing your practice periodically by holding in mind the mountain image and its qualities of strength and stability and majesty, dignity, perseverance. mountain, of course, experiences all kinds of weather, all the different seasons, the storms, the rain, the hail, the snow. And yet the mountain endures. So too with us, using this sense of the mountain within our own bodies and breathing to cultivate some endurance through the storms of our lives. Remember to connect as well with that sense of sky and the clouds moving across the sky. This can be especially useful when the attention gets hijacked by thoughts and emotions. So like the mountain, we witness the clouds. And they pass through. As do all things. And so the mountain image with the sky can help us have a sense of equanimity with whatever should arise. feeling breath and body as a whole, a living, breathing mountain. Rooted, balanced, strong, courageous, with a wise view. Cultivating a strong, wise, courageous presence to meet the storms and crises of our lives. From the ancient poet Li Po. The birds have vanished into the sky, and now the last cloud drains away. We sit together, the mountain and me, until only the mountain remains.